Welcome to the Days of Praise podcast, a daily devotional by the Institute for Creation Research.
Mindful of the words, that you may be mindful of the words which were spoken before by the holy prophets, and of the commandment of us, the apostles of the Lord and Savior. 2 Peter 3:2. There has long been a tendency for certain Bible teachers to water down the doctrine of verbal inspiration by arguing that it is the thoughts of Scripture that count, not the precise words. They forget that the transmission of specific thoughts requires precise words. Ambiguous language is bound to produce fuzzy thinking and uncertain response. Thus, the Apostle Peter, in his last chapter, urged his followers to heed the words written by the Old Testament prophets. And Paul, in his final epistle, stressed that all Scripture is given by inspiration of God. That is, all the writings are God-breathed. The Scripture, of course, means the writings, the actual words written down. They are God-inspired, not just the concepts. Similarly, John, in his last chapter, warned of the grave danger incurred by anyone who would either add to or take away from not just the ideas, but the words of the book of this prophecy. Actually, he which testifies these things was not just John, but the glorified Jesus himself. In fact, Jesus frequently quoted passages from the Old Testament, sometimes basing his entire thrust on a single word, for example, John 10:34 and 37, arguing on the basis of the word God's in Psalm 82:6. In that connection, he stressed that the Scripture cannot be broken, referring to the actual words written by Moses and the prophets. Near the end of his earthly ministry, he made a startling promise: "Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away." Thus, the actual words of the Bible have come ultimately from God, and we do well to learn them and make them a part of our lives.
If you've enjoyed today's devotional, be sure to subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts, and please rate and review so more listeners can find us. To support ICR's ministry, visit icr.org/donate. Your gift of any amount helps us reach others with biblical truth and encouragement. Thanks for listening. We hope you'll start each day with Days of Praise.